All right, we're going to give it over to Sister Margarita and Ellie in just a minute. But before we do, I really felt this, church, just before the devotion tonight, I felt to read a scripture with everything that's going on right now. It's not going to be a Bible study here. It's just going to be the reading of a few verses. But a thought to go with that is this. Everything that we're going through right now, sometimes it's difficult to lift your chin up, to look up. You know, especially when you're feeling the weight, the burden, and you literally physically have this thing, you kind of struggle just to lift your head up. You're kind of looking just in front of your feet to see where you make sure you're not stumbling. So with that said, I want to read the book of Psalms, chapter 121, verse 1. It reads as follows. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. He's not going to go to sleep. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. Praise God. Psalms chapter 121, verses 1 through 5. Afterward, if you want to read a little more slowly and really meditate upon it, please do that. But we're going to go ahead right now and turn it over to Sister Margarita, and we believe we may even be hearing something from little Sister Ellie. Sister Margarita, are you there now?
Yes, we're here. Ellie wants to say hello.
Okay, go right ahead. Oh, great.
Hi, go ahead, everyone. Ellie. Hi, everyone. I love you and I miss you. I hope you feel better.
All right. So she just wanted to say before we get started.
Yes.
I just want to send prayers on high for all of our church family who are not well or still recovering, especially our pastor and pastor's wife. You're in our thoughts and our prayers. I want to thank the Lord for our leadership and the wisdom of Pastor and Sister Clark, who have been leading the church by example through this time. We love you, and we very much appreciate you. Sister Evelyn, I'm not sure if you are on, but if you're listening, I just wanted to thank you again for the picture you gave me the other day. It was a picture of my mom from a few years back, and she's actually been on my mind a lot recently. August marked 6 years since she's been gone, and I don't know if it's just because of everything going on or now that I'm a parent, but I really miss her, and I really just want my mom sometimes. And when I seen that picture, it just really touched me. So thank you again. And I had actually read something, and when I seen the picture, God impressed me on a thought that I wanted to share tonight. I'm so sorry, Ellie's getting into things. If you hear extra noise in the background. Sorry.
So you're fine, Margaret. You sound fine. No worries.
Just to kind of share a little bit about my mom's testimony. She was the youngest of five kids, and my grandparents were very hard workers, which meant they were not home a lot. So they were kind of on their own, kind of getting into trouble. By the time she was, I would say, adolescent, she was already getting into drugs. She didn't finish high school. Fortunately, there were some sexual assaults. She had an abortion at the age of 16 that was not, her decision. Fast forward to an adult, she had jail time, multiple failed relationships, failed marriage. She had my brother and I, and I also had another brother that passed away. It just seemed that it was kind of one thing after another, and she had no real job experience. She didn't know how to drive a car. We were raised, on the welfare system. We ended up homeless, actually, for a while. As some of you may remember, my mom was, I say this with love and respect, but she was different. She was very bold, had a big heart, a lot of love for people. There was just not always a lot of wisdom in her choices, but I still, as an adult, I can understand her a lot more, and I respect her, and I actually have a lot of ways that I want to be like her that I didn't realize as much as when I was younger. As we grew up, we were already adults. My mom actually got diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. They told her she had 6 months to live. She was in an abusive and codependent situation with my brother, which put strain on our relationship. We talked for maybe 5 minutes tops once a week, if that. And, you know, she made a lot of mistakes. Her heart was very angry, and she went through depression and loneliness. And a lot of times when we see people like this, it's, you know, we take pity and we think, well, it's really sad, too bad, you know, someone's life ended up that way. But, you know, at least she knew God. And what I was thinking is, you know, the one thing she did do right, in my eyes, cancels out all of those mistakes, cancels out all of those bad choices, is she answered God when God told her to take her children to church. I always remember going to church. She taught us to pray before eating, before we went to bed. She would sit there on the floor with us playing and singing, teaching us the Bible songs, teaching us to trust God. And if it wasn't for that, I wouldn't maybe not even have my own testimony today. So I just wanted to share that. And when I even remember one time we were staying in a shelter in San Bernardino, we would take the bus as early as 6 a.m. just to make it to service in time. Sometimes we would get ready for church in the bathroom of a McDonald's, but we would be at church. She wasn't there because she was popular. She wasn't trying to make it on time because she had an important position. She just wanted to answer God to the best of her ability. And I really, really appreciate that. Sorry, I'm looking through my notes.
You're doing fine, Marita. You're doing great.
I guess the main reason I wanted to share this testimony today of hers is because I know she would want to share it. I know that, like I said, she had a lot of boldness and she had a lot of love for God. And in the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, when the Lord says, it says, in verse 8, also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here am I, send me. And what really impressed upon my heart is I wonder sometimes the prayers that she had, the conversations she had with God. And even I remember her last doctor visit where she told the doctor, despite him trying to reason with her, she said, you know what, I've made my peace with God. She was able to, by the way, this is 3 years later, not 6 months as the doctor prescribed, but 3 years later that God had given her, amen, to kind of change some things in her life. And towards the end, she got to confront a lot of her issues, and she got to overcome them, and she reconnected with God. She made peace with a lot of things and a lot of people. And she told me, she said, if God is ready, I told him that I'm ready. And she was. And she really built up my faith at that moment. And one of the prayers I had once I knew that she said she was ready was, you know, Lord, she's been alone so many times. She's done so many things on her own. And maybe not always did a great job, but she did it to the best of her knowledge and her ability. Just don't let her go alone. And that same night, actually, that I prayed that prayer, I got a call that she was declining. And I did get to be there. And that is huge because, like I said, there was a lot of strain in our relationship because of things that put wedge between us. And because I got to be there with her, that just, again, built my faith because that's how quickly
God answered my prayer. That's how attentive he was. And for the both of us, I think that was the best, is for me to be there. And I got to share some things with her that, you know, she always wanted to know, you know, what was going on in my life. And finally, I just, right then and there, I told her everything. And we, as she declined, I just laid there and prayed with her. And I just really want to thank God, because I got that closure. Again, she may not be here with me now, but I get strength from thinking, like I said, of all the things that could have happened in our life and did happen, yeah. You know, no one's childhood is perfect. Even though as a kid I was thinking, why doesn't she act like other moms? Why doesn't she look like other moms? But at the end of the day, there's so much more that I appreciate now and that I've learned. And the biggest thing is keeping that faith and that relationship with God and trusting in him and sharing it with everyone I meet. There was a lot of times I would be embarrassed. We would be like on the bus and she would just start talking to people. And I would be like, oh, here we go. But who knows how many other lives that she touched by doing that. Just answering God, just following what she felt in her spirit that someone needed to hear, or just being that excited about what God had brought her from. And again, she wasn't perfect, like none of us are, but that to me, like I said, cancels out every mistake. And I'm just very, very glad that she showed us that sometimes, you know, we think being called by God, we have this big purpose and we're going to be in the spotlight or we're going to be used in a position. And sometimes just answering God's call is to show God that we are faithful to his word and to the call itself. Like, we may not know an end date of something, or we may not know the purpose of something that God's calling us to do, but just answering it shows God that we are willing. And that's the way I want to lead my life, and that's the way I want to teach my daughter and to help others. And I just want to thank you for inviting me to share my testimony, my mom's testimony. And I hope everyone has a great night. And like Ellie said, we hope you guys all feel better, and we love you very much. That's all.
Sister Margarita, that was tremendous tonight. Thank you and Ellie both. And, you know, even as you began your testimony and we started hearing these personal details about your life, I was reminded about how that we know so very little about each other in our church until we start hearing a testimony like yours tonight. And so with that said, thank you so much for opening up with some of your personal past experiences with your mama and your family. This is tremendous. A testimony is a powerful thing. One thing that you said that I made a note of here was she made peace. She made peace. And as you said that, it really resounded in me strongly. As far as our church, right now, church, in the situation that we find ourselves in, let's make sure that we make peace with everyone around us. I'm talking about our family, friends, loved ones, but also even in our church. You know, sometimes there's little things, differences, things that take place. Let's make sure that we make peace and make our best effort to make sure that we create a bridge to everyone so that there's no ill will or no negative feelings towards anyone. Praise God.
Brother Vic?
Again, thank you, sister. Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, I just found something else I wanted to add.
Sure, go ahead.
The reason I added some of those, you know, experiences from my mom's past is I made another note, is just to kind of let someone know if you are in a situation where you feel like you've been through too many things, or maybe you're praying for someone that seems unreachable, just remember that they're not unreachable as it may seem. God will still call them, and they will still have an opportunity to answer that call. And then just to kind of remind the young people too that these experiences, they were dark and ugly, and that's just some of the dead end ways that this world and the devil can drag you through. So stay away from it. It'll damage you. And yes, you can always come back to Jesus, but why bother? You know, just stick with God and
and stay faithful, because there's nothing worse than leaving God. That's all.
And it was great. That's the voice of experience. And thank you for reaching out there at the last minute to get my attention, because that was great what you just shared right now, Sister Margarita. Thank you. Thank you for that. Well, church, please be praying, thinking, meditating upon this thought, this testimony that Sister Margarita gave us tonight. And it'll be up on the website. Should be on by tomorrow if you want to listen to it again. Praise God. Church, make sure and have a great night. In Jesus' name, we will be in touch with you in the next day regarding our Sunday services. Have a good night in Jesus' name, everyone. Amen.